welcome back to the Take Flight Podcast with John Melton. How are all of my people doing? Back with another episode. Today, we're going to talk about housing. What do you do for housing whenever you travel abroad to teach? And we'll cover some other odd subjects that aren't the norm, but are becoming the norm and what's going on in the world. First off, with housing, it's usually fairly simple, but it can be a lot more difficult if you don't take the right precautions. Number one, whenever you get your contract and you're reviewing your contract, you always want to see if they offer free housing. That's obviously one of the perks that you want to have. Traveling far away from home, it's nice knowing that you at least have that part secured. Secondly, you want to make sure it's the proper housing. Now, for instance, I've lived in an apartment that was furnished by a school that had two bedrooms, a full kitchen, a huge living room, all the furniture you needed, AC, heat, Wi-Fi, everything. And utilities were about $15 a month. So compare that to what you're paying at home now and think about that. But another thing is sometimes they can provide housing, but it may be 5 miles from the school. Now you're thinking, 5 miles, that's no big deal. You know, I already drive 30 minutes to work every day, blah, blah, blah. Well, when you're in a congested city, or you're in a big city, or you're in a city without the best infrastructure, or a city that you're not completely familiar with, or completely familiar with the language, 5 miles can become a lot bigger deal. For instance, if you are in China and your housing that was paid for is 5 miles, well, first you would need to wait on the bus or the taxi. Then you would need to know how to pronounce said school in, Mandarin. And then the traffic is insane. Then you'll probably soon realize that maybe a bike's easier, or a scooter, or even walking. But come on, who wants to walk 5 miles or ride a bike 5 miles, especially on those snow days and those rain days? So you want to be as close to school as you can possibly be. I've been right across the street from a school. Wake up at the last minute, get my hair done, clean up, walk out the door, walk right across, a little intersection there, and was at school. And that was pretty nice to me. You would think, well, wouldn't want work being so close to home. Well, you know, it really wasn't a problem. They didn't keep tabs on me, as if, you may think or whatever. But, you want to get clarification on where the location of the housing is at. And say if everything in the contract's perfect, but the housing situation is not. You really need to do your best to negotiate new housing plans and get them just as close to the school. And you also consider where you're teaching. You may make good money, but if you're out in a rural area or in a tier 5 city, life's not going to be hustle and bustle. It's going to be, a lot of downtime, a lot of time to yourself, but it's a lot of time to create and do things you want to do also. So a slower pace of life for somebody, but if you also want to live, faster pace in a big city, you have that option too. Now, in some places, I've seen Hong Kong and Japan and Korea, and even sometimes in China, you can get a housing allowance. And the problem with that is you have to contact real estate agents in that area, and you're not really in a position to go browse the houses in person. And that just sets you up for a lot of possible troubles and obstacles. You don't want to get there and find out that the air conditioner doesn't work, or your foundation's cracking, or the walls have cracks in them, or whatever the case may be. So get those situations, worked out, clarified, and it can make your life a lot easier. In the UAE, Abu Dhabi, for instance, you may be paying your own rent and finding a real estate agent, and the low end's going to be around $1,000. It seems like a lot. But if you're making $170,000 a year, you know, hey, you're just paying, it's just a small investment for that huge return. You can take home tax-free, invest that in real estate. Some people do stocks. Some people open businesses. Some people open businesses abroad. And you see where the possibilities go to grow, all just from teaching English. Next, I want to talk about a topic that I've noticed since last year, since the virus crap, is a lot of anti-China rhetoric. And this comes in the form of our media and social media, and now lately seems to be coming in a form of censorship. Now, I personally love my experience in China. The people were great. I thought the government was doing a great job with the amount of people they had. I plan on going back, and TEFL teachers can make a ton of money going to China and live a great life. You may not even want to leave, honestly. So I'm not enjoying this, the negative talk. But I watch a lot of, you know, popular YouTubers from China that show what's really happening. One is Living in China. Then I watch Jio Nation and Guilao 60. I used to watch Serpent ZA and Lao Wai. And the thing is these guys have all shown proof that as soon as they were releasing positive messages about China, they began to get censored and were losing viewers and stuff because of it, because YouTube was swiping their subscribers. And this comes right after Trump has signed the executive order banning WeChat and Alipay and Bilibili, and, you know, even put some restrictions on TikTok, which will probably be reversed right as Biden gets into office fully. But which is insane, you know. In China, the method of paying, it's almost cashless there. You just use WePay or Alipay, and you show your phone, has a little code on it, bam, you're done. And hey, that's also contactless and stopping the spread of some virus. Now everybody's asking, well, why would you want to go to China? That's where the virus started and all that. But guess what? China shut its whole country down and has it under control. They're past the virus. There is no virus running rampant here, there. Yet where we are, we're still dealing with it month to month, record number of cases. I'm in a state that's the highest state in America for cases. And America's probably leading the world. It's insane. So the censoring of China, so I don't know if they're going to censor my videos or my podcast, because I do speak the truth and I talk positively about China because that's my experience and we're about free speech, right? And it's all getting censored for a bias. Somebody that's owning these tech giants and tech companies, they're intentionally restricting this. I might move my channel and move stuff to Bilibili and other platforms. I mean, as far as the podcast go, Anchor has done a wonderful job. I'm getting a nice amount of plays. We're slowly building the channel, and they haven't seemed to censor me. So, you know, I keep staying here, and I enjoy it. We have a Buy Me a Coffee now. It's buymeacoffee.com/takeflightjohn. And that's if you want to help support the channel and stuff in case there is some censorship or demonetization. But everything goes into furthering this channel and bringing you more resources and talking about teaching abroad. I just wanted to touch on housing and traveling over there and how really it's one of the smaller issues to worry about, just as long as you get in the proper location. But my bigger concern was all this anti-China censoring and the problem with the West and Western media and how they try to steer the masses in their thoughts. And when you travel outside the country and you find out that America is not the best nation in the world, it's not even the freest nation in the world, and it's also censoring people. So you can't get on to one government for something that your own government's doing, maybe even worse at this point. But, you know, people complaining about the Capitol riots. No, I don't agree with that at all. But there's a lot of people that do. But they weren't saying that when Colin Kaepernick got fired for taking a knee and voicing his free speech. I find that funny, not taking a political stance. We don't get too political here. But when it comes to dealing with foreign countries, that does matter, because that matters of where you can travel and where you can go maximize your money at. And China's the hottest, with the lowest cost of living, a great life. The government keeps it safe. I mean, what is there to really complain about? They censor stuff to protect the people. They censor it so you don't have a bunch of crazy people getting on a poorly programmed app and getting a bunch of people to go storm the Capitol. That's what they want to prevent, because their population's a lot larger than America's. So you need to give that some consideration. It's like the person that you have judgments about, and someone wants you to meet them, and you think, oh, I've heard this and that about them, I'm not going to like them. And then you meet them, and after a couple times, they're one of your best friends. That's China. It's that friend you haven't met. So please put some deeper thought into it. Please help support this channel and follow us, the Take Flight Teaching Podcast with John Melton. You can follow us on Instagram at @TakeFlight_podcast. We have a Facebook, Take Flight Teaching Consultants. I want to be able to help as many people and spread these videos out to help people get abroad, break these preconceived notions of countries, and let's be more international and worldly and discuss the foods and the culture and the people. That's exciting. That's what life's about. So until next time, I know this was a brief podcast, but I'll be checking in a couple days, and we'll go into some more detail about some stuff. Thank you for listening this far. John Melton, signing out.